You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I thought Steph Brown from Lips had another job as the CEO of Play It Strange, but I got that incorrect. Hello, Steph Brown from Play
Hello,
It Strange.
That's happened quite a few times.
I'm sure it has. An excuse to play Lips, though. So you are Play It Strange CEO, Steph Brown, is heading down to Dunedin to visit some schools and have some chats with Soul Music Academy founder Sasha V. Play It Strange runs lots of competitions and common prize through these competitions, mentoring sessions with Sasha, and so she's a really cool voice to have involved. So Play It Strange is an Aotearoa charitable trust that seeks to support young artists on their musical and songwriting journeys. Tell us a little bit about the role that you yourself play on the organisation.
Perfect. So Play It Strange has been around since 2003, and the core of what we do is running songwriting competitions for secondary school students. So in that time, awesome. We've had over 7,000 original songs entered into our competitions.
Wow.
Well over, because our records only go back so far to how many that we've had. And we record roughly 170 of those finalists every year, as well as first prize, winning a lot of prizes as well. And so we've got a small team. There's only three of us. My job is ultimately to try and grow everything we do. So mm-hmm. In the past 2 years since I've started, our competition entries have grown 33%, and we are expecting to have over 1,000 original songs entered into our competitions this year.
That is so cool. I don't know whether you know much about the Dunedin scene at the moment, but there are just so many amazing all ages high school bands coming through. And I put it, you know, like down to this competition, to Amped, and all these different people that are mentoring all these teenagers and people that are in high school to get up and create stuff. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. And that was why it was such a priority for us to get down to Otifoti last week. We in our competitions last year, we had entries from 9 out of 12 Dunedin secondary schools.
Far out.
So it was
definitely a huge priority for us to get down. And actually our overall national competition winner from 2023 and 2024 are from Dunedin.
Kiera Wallace?
From College, and Grace Gemmell from Bayfield High School.
Oh, both of those two are regulars up at Radio 1, so that is delightful. And on our playlist. Yeah, that's fantastic. So you're coming down to Dunedin to visit some schools for a chat with Sasha V. So she's a Soul Music Academy founder. What do you think the main benefit of these in-person talks are for young students?
For a lot of schools that we visit, we want to tell them about Play It Strange and then the opportunities that we're able to provide, because as a charitable trust, it's free for them to enter. And if they win, then it's a completely free prize as well. But actually for Dunedin, it was quite different. It was we get so many entries and so many incredible finalists. For us, it was a chance to get to meet finalists, other students entering, and also the amazing music teachers, like Brad Martin from Tahiri College.
Oh, yes.
Just flown the Play It Strange flag for so many years as well. And it was great to bring Sasha V. She offers a prize for each of our four competition winners, which is a mentoring session with her on any area of the music industry they want, whether it's a release plan or help with their branding or anything like that. And so for her to come and run songwriting tips and also get to, I think, meet a lot of the Play It Strange students as well was really special to be able to do that together.
I just realised that you have already been. It's not coming up.
<It's> on Thursday.
There's various competitions within Play It Strange, ranging from album art to Waiata. What are the various different things that you do? I mean, you touched on that a little bit, but can you expand on that?
For sure. So the four songwriting competitions that we do, so students, it's free to enter. They can enter all four. They just have to be different songs for each. First one that closes is the junior songwriting competition. So that is for, again, 9 to 11 students. The next one is the Peace Project. which is a collaborative project around what peace means to you.
Wow,
and
cool.
The next one is our Way Out of Māori competition. Mm-hmm. And that isn't, you don't need to be fluent in Te Reo, that is more to encourage more people to sing and learn in our native language. Mm-hmm. And then our national songwriting competition, which is our hugest one. We had almost 400 entries into that last year. Mm-hmm. And part of the prize for that is a $10,000 New Zealand Air music video and promotion package.
Wow.
So that's the core of what we do. We mm-hmm. also last year launched a podcast for emerging artists. And we felt that we wanted to provide more pastoral care about how to navigate the music industry.
Yeah.
But we're a small team. There's only so many school talks and that sort of thing we can do. And so we have had two seasons with Play It Strange alumni, Ray and Chai, hosting a season each.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And we wanted to provide a sort of a toolkit that a student can go out tomorrow. And we actually had... one of our episodes, which was about how to get your song on the student radio network, from Anika Mohid from BFM.
Yep.
And the tips are so practical that she's saying, this is where you send it to WAV file, not Spotify. This is what you send. And if you send it at this time, we do playlisting at this time. Mm-mm. And we had I don't remember the name right now, but I think it was a student who got their song on Radio 1 through following the tips on the podcast.
Oh, that's fantastic.
A bit of feedback from that last week. Yeah, and then another thing we do, we offer mentoring sessions with our judges for competition winners and bring judges out to schools as well to run workshops. We're running a workshop next week in Wellington with Britt McKenzie, the Oscar winner.
Oh, my gosh.
One of our judges this year. and we take students backstage to big concerts and festivals to get to know that side of the industry. Mm. So on Friday night, we did that in Auckland with Symphony in the Domain.
Yep.
The weekend before, we did that on Friday night and Saturday morning with the different homegrown sound checks. And then they get to meet the artists and sort of see how many jobs go back into a huge event like that.
That's sounds like a really fantastic, practical like approach, because there's so much of this stuff that is just beyond, like when you're first starting out, you have no idea how to do these things. And I will sometimes, like as the station manager, get emails from like young musicians, and it's like, yeah, no, I'm not the person that you want to talk to, you know, and I'll give them as many tips as you can. But it sounds like it's a great practical way, and seeing them behind the scenes, you know, like what is actually involved in setting up and being prepared for you to be able to like tell your sound engineer what you want and how to go about these things. It sounds, that's fantastic. It's like you're a polytech.
Yeah, we get the feedback is great in so many ways, from, you know, there's motivation that I can be up on stage like that one day and it's actually achievable, to learning how many different jobs go into the music industry.
Yeah.
So you can work full-time in music and be an artist.
Yes.
But it is a very hard career to have a full-time artist in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And also people saying, oh, my God, the fact that 660 effed up a sound check the night before their show makes me feel so much less nervous when I do that the night before mine.
Exactly,
So that's been really special for a number of reasons.
Oh, that's really cool. So the 2026 comps are open now and they begin closing in May. Where can artists enter and find out more?
You can enter our website, www.playitstrange.org.nz/competitions. Completely free to enter. The quality of the recording isn't taken into account, which means that you can record that in your bedroom if you like. And to follow us for more updates and events and prize announcements, at Play It Strange NZ on Instagram.
That is fantastic. And there is it's so much easier to record stuff now with even the most basic of microphones. If you're in a very full room or facing the wall, you know, like sometimes just practical tips like that make a small environment and the sound will always, you know, be a little bit better rather than playing in a bathroom, unless you want that sound.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. What was I going to say? Someone else wrote my questions, you see, because I wasn't supposed to be doing this interview today. So this is why I'm a little awkward. Who was judging the panel for this year? You said Britt McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords, which is insane.
We have 23 amazing judges.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to remember them all, but Britt McKenzie, Kaylee Bell, Cassie Henderson.
Yeah.
Tom Scott, Mellow Down, Sam B, Paige, Aradna,
Oh, my goodness.
Ricky Reed, Sean, the lead singer of Drax Project.
Yeah.
The first 10.
Yes.
Devon Mahal, Eddie on the Beat, a producer. Jenny Schoolander, lead singer of Devil Skin.
Mm-hmm.
Got 13 of 23 off the top of my head.
That's amazing. I mean,
so they are all on our website, playitstrange.org.nz, and we have a judges page with everyone there. And we've tried to cover a really wide range.
Yeah, you have.
Different genres. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's really cool to hear that there's like hip hop, R&B, like metal, rock. Yeah, that's a really cool range
Jordan
of stuff.
Hawaii, she's also there.
Rhea Hall, Noemi. Yes. Oh, Rhea Hall. Oh my gosh. She is insane. Like,
sounds like you might be entering.
I'm just a fan of your playlist there of artists. That's a really incredible array of people. That's really cool. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us here on Radio 1. That sounds like an amazing thing to be involved in. And yeah, I encourage anyone in their bedrooms or whatever to enter and to play It Strange. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
much.
And we can't wait to hear the entries coming out of Poti this year.
I know, you'll get some raucous stuff, I imagine. So. Yeah, you will. I'm going to play a less raucous stuff. I'm going to play Kiera Wallace track, Your Surface Settles, for you to listen to after this. Winner of Play It Strange, I believe. Yes,
cool. 2024.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Steph.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.